Today, women are accepted in the world of astronomy. If they're looking for someone to thank, a good name to know is Caroline Herschel. Caroline Herschel was an early astronomer who earned international fame both as a collaborator with her brother William and in her own right. Herschel scanned the night sky during the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Chiari Miyagawa is a playwright in New York City, where she teaches theater at Bard College. She wrote a play about Caroline Herschel, with technical assistance from Jim Lattice, an astronomy historian at the UW-Madison. Miyagawa was in Madison recently for a reading of her play called Comet Hunter. She joined Jim Lattice and TT Book Steve Paulson in the studio to talk about how important Caroline Herschel and her brother William were to science.
Very important in their period and known very well to their contemporaries and of enormous significance historically when we look back and compare what they're doing with their contemporaries and where the research that they started led, their importance is enormous.
Jerry, why did you decide to write a play about Caroline Herschel?
She was born in Hanover, Germany, and she joined her brother William in England in 1772. She was 22 years old, and she had to learn the language, English. And I grew up in Japan, and I had to learn English when I was 16. So I had a personal connection with her. And also, she suffered typhus when she was 10 years old, which stunted her growth. As an adult, she was not taller than 4'3". And I find the contrast between her small body and her enormous achievements interesting.
Now, you've done something rather unusual with this play. You've actually created a character, Time, who interacts with the other characters in the play. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I wanted Caroline to have a companion, but I didn't want that companion to be ordinary, because Caroline was extraordinary. So Time is a prophet, and she knows everything that has happened, and she knows everything that will happen. And I felt it was appropriate.
There's a scene early on in your play, Comet Hunter, when Caroline and Time are talking, and I think it gets at the different meanings of time.
The sky is clearing up. What time is it?
I am time. I walk with you the distance between birth and death. History observes me but leaves me unchanged. I have no meaning other than the marks you place on me. Confirmations, weddings, funerals, discoveries, your transitory human heart. I am eternally missing. I am void, yet I exist.
I've been waiting since last night for something. A change.
A change in what?
In the order of things I thought were permanent. By that, I mean the order of my life. A change beyond my imagination into the order of things I believed about my purpose.
August 2nd, 1786, Slough, England.
Let me see. There it is.
Midnight.
There was motion since last night. It is a comet. I have discovered a comet.
Change is coming. Hundreds of years from now, numerous women will read about your work in books or hear the story of your life on waves of invisible light. Caroline Herschel, Comet Hunter, the first recognized woman astronomer.
I have discovered a comet.
I exist.
Jiori, what were you doing with this scene?
Well, this scene is about the discovery of her first comet. And it happens in 1786. Caroline is 36 years old. So she had been assisting William for many years before she became an astronomer of her own right. So this is a turning point in her life as a scientist.
Now, Jim, weren't both Caroline and her brother William self-educated astronomers?
Very much. In fact, Caroline had had no formal education, which was just not done for girls in that period. And William was, as you say, self-educated. He recognized that the tools that astronomers were using at that period were inadequate, and he needed to create new tools. And he developed telescope technology in a direction that no one else was doing at that time, and used that technology to address these new problems. And Caroline was with him in the making of the telescopes, and in the use of them and in the stages of assimilation where you take the work of your observation and draw conclusions from it and publish it. And they did this all together.
Now, Chiori, William and Caroline Herschel made some remarkable discoveries. One was that they discovered there was another planet in our solar system. I guess up until then, the last planet that had been seen was Saturn. And people had known about Saturn for thousands of years. Actually, the ancients had known about Saturn. They saw Uranus was out there.
Yes, he discovered Uranus in 1781, and in reality, Caroline wasn't with him. They just moved, and so Caroline stayed behind to clean up some business. So, in fact, when he discovered Uranus, she was not at his side, which was unusual. In my play, I place her there at the discovery for them to share the joy.
So you don't mind tinkering with history a little bit here?
I did some of that, yes.
What kind of scientific partnership did they have?
Well, Caroline was completely devoted to William. She thought he was a genius. She did not think much of herself as a scientist. She felt her purpose was in assisting William. She loved her brother. And her commitment to astronomy began with her love for her brother.
There's a scene in Comet Hunter that shows this closeness and the affection Caroline and William had for each other.
1789. William erects a 40-foot telescope, which took the Herschels 4 years to build. August 28th, the world's largest telescope's first light.
William! Say something.
Such brilliance. We have been near blind until now. Oh, Lena, the greatness of the heavens is unmistakable.
And you.
What?
Your greatness is unmistakable.
Lena, I am looking at Saturn.
Yes, I know. You've been wanting to see it closer.
My suspicion was right. The sixth moon of Saturn exists.
Are you certain that the sixth is not a star?
Its ranging is exact as the other four moons and with the ring.
The retrograde motion should amount to nearly 4.5 minutes per day. So, in about 2 hours, you should be able to ascertain if it is, in fact, a moon.
Will you stay up with me until then?
Of course, William. I will always stay with you. What an exciting night. First light.
Now, this scene suggests that this wasn't exactly an equal partnership, that that Caroline really deferred to William. Is that your understanding?
That's definitely true. At the time, women were not considered scientists anyway, even when the king gave Caroline a pension. After she discovered her first comet, it was not for her own work, but it was for assisting William. Usually, William would be observing the sky, and Caroline would sit next to him with a pen and a notebook and record what he observed. And that was the relationship.
So is it fair to say that Caroline was an important astronomer in her own right?
Well, certainly, because she started working on her own, that is, with her own telescope that William made for her and gave her, and she started making discoveries, discovering comets. But I don't want to leave the impression that her work with William in recording observations was not an important, a vital part of the relationship because of the type of work they were doing. In that period, one person could not have done that work. They were looking through a large telescope that's not fully steerable. And in effect, you watch the sky pass through the field, kind of like watching the world go by from a bus window or something. And you can't stop and make notes. William would have been looking at very dim objects. His eyes would have been fully dark adapted. Caroline could use a light and could record the objects that he would dictate that he was seeing on the way through. And they had to have a very clear understanding, that is, they each had to understand what the other was doing very clearly for her to make sense of his observations and interpret them. And that was only the beginning. Then the next day, Caroline would be the one who would convert these observations, which were done in terms of time and elevation of the telescope, there's a significant calculation from there to its position in the sky with respect to other stars. So she would do all that calculating work, which remained a traditional female role in astronomy well into the 20th century, when there are a lot of women that we now call astronomers who were listed on observatory rolls as the calculators. And so she's at the beginning of that important tradition.
Playwright Yuri Miyagawa and UW Madison astronomy historian Jim Lattice, joined in the studio by actors Katherine Johnson, Lisa Dixon, and Jim Stopher. They spoke with Steve Paulson.